Next up, our third act of four this evening. Great to have her here in the house. It's her first time gracing the Ruby Sessions stage. Ladies and gentlemen, please make her feel extremely welcome at the Ruby Sessions. This is Laura Elizabeth Hughes.
I close my eyes to the green lights light and the streets of pretty strangers walking the night. All to keep my head and hands in check as I recall your name. And for the last time, pull the stars from the sky, her eyes, and watch the darkness fall. All down to whispers of suggestion, singing, nobody falls halfway. Nurse the audacity, the silence hangs like paintings on the walls. Crossing a broken bridge, the silence hangs like paintings on the wall. Oh, oh. With a song, oh, 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 oh. With a song, oh, 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 oh. Drag a rope from our depths, your lies. It keeps my mind at rest. Our fingers locked to keys that bind us, singing, nobody falls halfway. There's the audacity. The silence hangs like paintings on the walls. Crossing the broken bridge, the silence hangs like paintings on the wall. Oh, oh. With a song, oh, 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 oh. With a soul, oh, 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 oh. We are skin veins, fuel basement thoughts of memory gains. Leaving my mind in knots. I close my eyes to the green lights light and the streets of pretty strangers walking the night. All to keep my head and hands in check as I recall your name. For the last time,
thank you. You're listening to the Ruby Sessions on RTE 2XM with myself, Tara Harrison. This is the radio show based on the long-running acoustic weekly gig, the Ruby Sessions. And I'm here at the very third act tonight. This is Laura Elizabeth Hughes. Laura, how are you?
I'm grand. Thanks for having me.
Not at all. Thanks very much for chatting to us. And so, Laura, what's happening with you at the moment? Are you doing many gigs like the Ruby Sessions at the minute?
I am gigging my bum off. I've been everywhere over the past couple of weeks because I'm in the middle of a funded campaign to raise money to record the rest of my EP, and Ruby Sessions is one of my stop-offs, which is quite fun to be.
Brilliant, we're delighted to have you. And so tell me about the EP. Is it, have you kind of got a few bits written at the moment or any production done on it yet, or is it spanking new?
Everything is going to be brand new. I've only been doing this since January, so this is everything is new. I mean, like, tonight is a first, and the EP is a first, but like, I've had the songs written for quite a while. I've just not had the confidence to play them in front of anybody, so.
Brilliant. We're in for a treat then. We're kind of very very privileged to see you now here tonight. And so tell me about any other gigs that you've been doing. You say you kind of only started since January. Have you been doing kind of acoustic kind of things, or what have you been up to since January?
Well, I've been all acoustic, just myself and my guitar. Started off in just all the sessions around Dublin and whatnot. And my first headline gig on the 23rd of May, like a couple of weeks ago, in Whelan's upstairs. And like, to pack out upstairs in Whelan's for my first headline gig was the most incredible thing ever. Like, I was overwhelmed. I got on the stage after my two support acts had been on, and I was like, oh my god, all these people are here to see me. This is like, I can't mess up now. I didn't even speak before my first song. I was that nervous. I just went straight into it.
Oh, that's a brilliant tune. You must have been like pleasantly surprised, since that was your first headline gig and it was all sold out. So that, congratulations, that's great. And so tell me about, have you got a title for the EP yet?
Nope, not at all. I've got a few songs in mind that I have written, and others that kind of fit the thematic that I've half written and need to be finished, because we're starting production in 3 weeks. I need to have the EP finished for the end of August. So it's a kind of a all hell's blazing at the minute to get everything done.
That's good. And so who's working with you? When you say we, who are you working with on the EP?
At the minute, it's myself and my manager. His name's Hamlet. He's a funny man. But he's been organising everything. And I have recorded one song already, which was a kind of a pre-song for the EP, for the funded campaign. And I did that down in a place called Block C Studios. With a friend of mine called Kian, and he enlisted all these wonderful, wonderful musicians to play on the track. So I'm kind of hoping to get some old people in. I say old as if I've been doing this for years, but literally, like, it's only been a couple of months. But my manager knows a lot of people, and he's been in music for years, so he's going to try and pull some favours, I guess.
Excellent. So you've got someone very experienced and brand new like yourself, with a fresh kind of outlook and everything. And so tell me about that song that kind of was the precursor to the EP. What was that song called?
The song was called Fear of Falling. It's a, you know, 3 minute long little folk pop song, I guess. But it's one of my more upbeat songs, which I was almost, it was a little weird releasing that as my song, because like, it's quite different from a lot of the stuff I play. Like, I have a good few of the upbeat ones, but it was a bit strange. And I did my first music video to it, which was also pretty amazing, because I have a degree in photography, so like, bringing that visual element into it was quite fun. But we ended up out in Sandymount when we had the flash floods.
Wow, okay. And what, like, was that like a spur of the moment kind of thing? Quick, it's going to be looking great. Go outside.
No, we were hoping that it wasn't going to be raining at all. But we got out. This was like a 3 day thing. We were like, concept, style, and shoot the thing in 3 days. And then we were like, okay, we have to get this right. So we went out on the Sunday, and it was absolutely, like, it was so windy and so, showers. They were like, it'd be sunny 1 minute, and then maybe two or three minutes later, it'd just be like bucketing out of the heavens, which in the end turned out great, because I think one of the scenes in the videos is me walking out towards the tide that had actually gone out about a mile by the time we got to shoot that scene, and just walking towards the water with all the rain. My camera person was like, Laura, I'm just going to stop here, and you're just going to walk towards the sea. And I was like, no, I don't. It's really windy and cold. She's like, no, walk. So I just walked, and just, you can see the rain pushing, or the wind pushing the water away from the way it's coming. So it's like, oh, it's just like, that's my favorite part of the whole video, just from a visual point of view.
That's really, you'd know you're a photographer the way you're talking about that, from a visual point of view. And so tell me the name of that again, and can we see that on YouTube?
Oh, you can, yeah. It's called The Fear of Falling, and it's on my YouTube channel, which is just Laura Elizabeth Hughes, and the song is for free download, because, you know, I can't really charge people at this stage.
I don't know. I think as long as, if you're happy with it, I think people will also like it and be delighted to pay. But no, it's a good idea, I mean, to raise awareness and get people interested in the EP that's coming out. And so that song is not going to be on the EP, is it?
Well, I'm not sure yet. We haven't fully decided the lineup of the EP. It might go on as a bonus track. It might go on as one of the tracks, or it might not be there at all, I guess.
Cool. Asher, we'll see what happens. And so tell me how we can keep an eye on what's happening for you at the moment. I mean, where's all your have you got Facebook and Twitter and everything?
Oh, all my activity is going between Facebook and my funded page, because I've got all my activity updates and whatnot on there. But yeah, if people could go, the funded campaign is for another 3 weeks. And we've still got 1,900 euro to raise. We've got 4,000 raised so far, which is phenomenal. But we've got 1,900 left to raise to finish, well, to finish the campaign. And that's unfunded under Laura Elizabeth Hughes as well.
Brilliant. Well, we definitely, if we like what we hear tonight, we'll definitely check that out and give you a dig out. Congratulations doing so well with it so far. That's excellent. 4,000 and you're only brand new. Like,
I am gobsmacked with it. Like, I was quite anxious and nervous to do it because I was like, well, sure, who'd want to help me? Who'd like, the nobody knows me. Why would anybody want to, you know, give their money to me to produce my EP? But there was like, the support has been absolutely incredible and it's something that I wasn't expecting. So it's even better, you know.
Well, it must be well deserved, I have to say. So don't kind of be so surprised, I would say. Listen, Laura Elizabeth Hughes, thanks so much for chatting to us.
Thanks a million for having me again.
Scorn my love, scorch your art with empty words and words unspoken. Crushed my heel beneath your feet. Don't tell me that it's gone and broken. Don't hold your mind. Oh, don't hold your mind. Don't hold your mind. Don't hold. Drop the stones from out your hands and spite from off your tongues. Oh Lord, rinse me down that I might follow. Oh, call upon me that I might answer your.
Thank you.